10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here, Bird Show.
I got to tell you something that Stacey and I did with Hayden a couple of weeks ago that I've been conflicted about.
Okay.
But we did it anyway, and it's rolling along, so it's something I'll have to deal with. But this sounds so weird to say and so elitist to say, but we ended up getting Hayden an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden, his passion is acting. Mm-hmm. And
how old is he?
He's seven.
Seven.
And he has been with this this one sort of company learning how to act the last couple of years, and he really, 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 really seems to love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, I haven't been around enough 6 or 7 or 8 years olds to know if he's really talented or not, but I do know that he really loves doing it. So I ended up getting him an agent.
What?
He said he wanted to... He wanted to act more, and he started throwing around the TV stuff. So we ended up signing up with this agency down in Atlanta called the People Store. And I think they do, like, models, but they also do a lot of actors and actresses
of
and stuff
ages,
like that.
Right?
Of all ages, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole industry to me, I think from the outside looking in, like, I'm always a little bit nervous about any talent agency because you just don't know if you're getting scammed or not. Now, mm-hmm. we did the research on this place, and they're totally legit. And we've got a friend that really digs them also.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like it's such a money-making thing because I think everybody wants to believe that their child is really special in an area. And I think in this industry, especially entertainment,
mm-hmm.
man, you will listen to what anybody says so long as you're handing over the money.
All right, so I have to confess something. So when I first moved to Atlanta, because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it just made me think of this. When I first moved to Atlanta, because I had been a theater major in high school, I had been dead alone in theater. And when I was in college, I was a theater major for a little bit. But my acting skills, like, I'm much more comfortable being myself and doing speeches or being on the radio than I am trying to do a role. I can't do that very well. So, and my interest when I was in theater was more of a playwright than it was actually being on stage as the actor, you know, herself. So mm-hmm. I got out of it. But when I first moved to Atlanta, I thought, well, let me pursue this again. So there was some agency like in Midtown that I thought, well, it'd be cool to be extras in movies or to do something like that. You know, let me just try it out because I'm 22 and I'm green and I can do this and I'm new in town and here I am. And, So, yeah, it was a place where the only thing that I did was some showcase. That's another thing is if all you get is showcases where it's just you and the other students you're in there with and there's
nobody, nobody's
the
there.
Yeah, nobody's there but the friends of the people that you're mm-hmm. in there with. So I ended up on a showcase one time. But the money that I spent was for headshots and for everything. So it was a scam. I mean, it was a total scam.
That's what I get nervous about. I'm not worried. Honestly, I'm really not worried about the place we're in.
Right. But I'm just saying for other people, like, you have to do research because if it ends up that they want money immediately for the head, we need the money for the headshots and everything. Oh, and like I said, if they don't get you gigs, then it's a scam.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They actually have. They booked him while we were all on vacation last week. That he had an audition for a commercial for Children's Healthcare.
Oh, cool.
Of Atlanta, but mm-hmm. he was out of town, so he couldn't do it. So they're already starting to generate some of those. So I'm cool with that.
Right.
It's just the. I think just what's bothering me is like. I sort of feel like at 7 year old, he should just be able to go and there shouldn't be any money attached to it. Like we shouldn't. It just feels too professional for a 7 year old.
Yeah, but it was Hayden who initiated that he wanted to, because
he didn't say, look, I want an agent.
Right. I'm just curious where the decision for the agent came. I mean, that decision was made.
Why did you go with the agent rather than?
I think he's told us, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, at 7 years old, you don't know, but he says that he wants to be in TV and he wants to be in movies and he wants to be an actor. So I think we took a look at that and we said, look, if he's really serious about this, then mm-hmm. let's get him some formal training and let's mm-hmm. get him an agent now. Now, in 6 months, he may not want to do that. At 7 years old, on Tuesday, you want to do one thing, mm-hmm. and on Wednesday, you want to do the next. But for 2 years now, he's been totally into it.
So if he said he wanted to be a cop, would you have gotten him a gun? A taser?
I'd have put him in the academy. So I'm not really sure what I'm conflicted about. I just mm-hmm. know I'm a little uneasy about sort of It was cool when he was acting on stage with a whole bunch of people that didn't know what they were doing, also sort of the innocence of all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that there's going to be money involved with it now.
Weird.
I'm kind of happy about it, but I'm also uneasy about it.
Right.
You know?
Is there a part of you that's nervous about him becoming a child actor because of all the stereotypes around child acting? So if he gets like big gigs?
He's got two parents that will beat his ass, that will keep his feet firmly on the ground. I promise you that.
Are those the reality TV stars?
Yeah, right. Right.
I'm just I want to make sure we're I just want to make sure we're all clear when we're talking about who.
Well, just because, and I'm not on a reality TV show yet.
Oh, yet.
But just because you're on a reality TV show doesn't mean you don't have feet on the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
Kim.
All right. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was wondering if you would tell me again who your son's agent is. My daughter does plays. And she keeps hounding me that she wants to do TV, and I have no idea what steps to take.
Just put an ad on Craigslist, letting the world know she's available.
Kim,
that's why we love you, Jeff.
I don't know enough about this agency yet to say if they're good or not. We signed up with this place called The People Store, but we've only been with them for 2 weeks, so I don't feel comfortable going, this is the place you need to be with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I know Hayden does a lot of acting, right? He does plays, or didn't he?
Yeah, he was in a place called Applause for Kids, which I can endorse because he was with them for so long.
Right.
They've got two different locations, and they handled them with kid gloves, and he's ended up loving acting more now than when before he went there, so they must have done something right.
All right, yeah, well, that's what my daughter does. She's 11, and she's been in a couple of plays, and she auditioned for Annie. She didn't get it, but she loved the whole process. So, yeah, she's really into it and wants to be a movie star.
Yeah, I said this before, like for Hayden, it took me a little bit to adjust to this, but, you know, I always thought that I'd have a kid that loved to play sports and stuff like that. And while now I'm sort of at peace with him never being on a baseball team or not playing soccer if he doesn't, his sports is going to be theater. So long as he's part of a team and people are relying on him and he's relying on others and he learns teamwork, if it's through the theater, that's cool with me. At the end of the day, that's the message.
Yeah, the lesson.
Yeah,
the same.
Absolutely. Whatever they love.
Yeah, you learn how to win together. You learn how to lose together when you're on stage also. So it's the same premise. Mm-hmm. It's just a little uneasy if sort of that the innocence of just being on stage and just acting for the love of it is gone. And now that there's some money exchanged.
Jobs.
Yeah, it's like a job.
Are you gonna,
he doesn't know that, though, so it's still fun for him.
Are you going to treat him the same way you would if like it was a baseball game? Like if he puts out a lousy performance? Are you going to sit him down and
you
go?
You missed your mark!
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that? What are your lines?
Yeah.
What are your lines? You keep up till 2 in the morning in the baseball field?
Well, you popped into my head because we had this chat a long time ago about parents that have kids that are in baseball.
Right.
That are like 7, 8, 9 years old, and they really seem to be good at it. And they're hiring coaches at 7, 8, and 9. And I argued against that. Like, let the kid be a kid. Forget about him being a pro at 7, 8, or 9. And then a couple of years later, I feel like I'm doing just the opposite of my advice on my own kid when it comes to acting.
Now that I know those little ankle biters can be profit centers, I'm going to have to reevaluate where Jessica and I are on having kids.
Oh, I'll let you know.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.